A US intelligence chief says the number of North Koreans escaping their country has become a steady stream. James Clapper leads the US intelligence community, which includes the CIA and the FBI. He says more than 20 years ago, there were only one or two defections from North Korea each year. He sees the current exodus is just a sign that conditions in North Korea are deteriorating. Brendan Trembarth reports from Washington.
A US intelligence chief has tried to paint a picture of life within the borders of one of the world's most secretive nations.
North Korea, of course, is now and always has been one of the toughest intelligence targets.
James Clapper, a retired Air Force general, is America's director of national intelligence.
The control that is exerted over the North Korean population is amazing. It's Orwellian. And so there is a lot of capacity, I think, to endure hardship in North Korea.
James Clapper appeared on Capitol Hill before a House of Representatives Select Intelligence Committee. He drew on his own experience on the Korean Peninsula.
When I served there 20-plus years ago as the Director of Intelligence for U.S. Forces Korea for 2 years, and we might see one or two defectors a year. That was a big deal. Now it is a pretty steady stream of defectors.
That's an indication to him of how much conditions have deteriorated. Another sign is food production.
We're seeing indications that some portions of the KPA, the Korean People's Army as it's called, of course, as they do every year, are being taken away from military duties in order to attend to their agricultural responsibilities. Their harvest last year was 6% lower than the previous year. And a lot of the donor aid that they are going to get is not going to be forthcoming because of their belligerent rhetoric and some of these aggressive actions they've been taking.
A report to accompany his testimony says the North Korean leader, Kim Jong-un, has publicly focused on improving the country's troubled economy and the livelihood of the North Korean people. But there are no signs of serious economic reform. But the U.S. intelligence community, the North's young leader, is very hard to read.
Of course, we don't have a big track record on the new leader. There's not much history there. He didn't have the grooming period, which only ran about 2 or 3 years, unlike his father, who had about 15 years of grooming prior to his ascension to the senior leadership role.
The U.S. intelligence community knows more about the military might at his disposal. In addition to 3 nuclear tests, James Clapper says North Korea has displayed, although never tested, what is said to be an intercontinental ballistic missile.
That's an area we watch very, very carefully as to what their real capability is.
He stopped there and promised more details in a closed session, which followed the public hearing. North Korea is not the only nation with secrets. This is Brendan Trembarth in Washington for AM.